So my lesson tonight is called, It Mattered to That One. It Mattered to That One. There's a really nice story. It has a good lesson in it. A little short story. That there was an exceptionally high tide one day, and out on the beach were thousands and thousands of starfish. This kind of stuff happens. And they were all sitting there drying out. Tide had gone out. They were all drying out. They couldn't crawl back into the water, and they were either going to get eaten by birds or die of sun. And a man went out to the beach to see this sight, and he saw a little boy out there. Every now and then the boy would go, walk up to one of those little starfish. He'd pick it up, and he'd take it out of the water and put it in the water. And then he'd walk back, and he'd pick up another starfish, and he'd go back. But there were many thousands of starfish, and the man said to the boy, he said, "You're not going to do any good. Look around you. Look at all these starfish. They're all dying. You're never going to make a dent in this disaster for the starfish. It's not going to matter." And he picked up another starfish and he threw it out in the water and he says, "It mattered to that one." It's a really good lesson. Because a lot of times I think we can get overwhelmed with the task that stands before us as teachers of the gospel. We see the world full of wickedness. We see the world full of sin, full of error and falsehood and lying and hatred and spite and everything else. And man, it can just overwhelm you. I've been that way several times in my life. You know, I teach and preach and I do all kinds of stuff, but I've been on mission trips and everything else. So there are times that I've just sat there and I go, man, how are we going to do it? Sometimes so depressed about that I couldn't even get up the energy to do the next thing. There's a verse in James chapter 5 I want to focus on. "Brethren, if any among you wander from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." Now, the context of this verse, he's talking to brethren and he's talking about if any of you, so a Christian, right, a brother, if any of you wander from the truth and someone turns him back. So in the context of the way it's written, we're talking about a Christian who's turned away from God. Okay, by the way, can you turn away from God as a Christian? Can you lose your salvation? You sure can, because look what it says. "He who turns a sinner away from the error of his way will save a soul from death." If someone does not turn him, what does that mean? Spiritual death. And his sins aren't covered. So yes, you can. Turn away from God, wander from the truth, and lose your salvation. Not by accident, by intent. But this also says the same thing for every one of those little starfish souls out there. They're all sinners. They're all separated from God. They're all going to die eternally without the gospel. They all have a multitude of sins. If someone turns them back. There's another saying that's I don't know where it came from, but I've used it a lot before myself. How do you eat an elephant? The answer is one forkful at a time, right? And the point there is it's a big job. You can't do the whole job at once. And sometimes people do. They sit there and they go, okay, we're going to evangelize the world. Let's get a big multi-million-dollar extravaganza campaign and let's go do it. We'll save thousands and thousands. And, you know, I'm fine. That's all good. Go do it. But you know what? What about that soul that you run into this week? That we're not talking about going there with your PhD in religion and you know, beat them down into a pulp with a Bible into submission. I'm talking about, can you say something that moves that soul closer to God? It's that one little starfish, one little soul. You can matter to that one. You can matter to that one. It's a short lesson, but basically the punchline is, don't let the world's wickedness overwhelm you and prevent you from doing what you can to save souls. Don't worry about the whole beach full of starfish. Pick one. Pick one. Pray, teach, and pray. And pick the next one. That's our job. It's not to save all the starfish on the beach. Our job is to save one at a time and keep it up. God will take care of all the rest of them. You know, if they're all going to hear the gospel and be saved, they will. But you don't have to feel depressed that there's 100 souls that you're never going to be able to reach. You focus on the one or two or three or four or five that you can reach and do that. It mattered to that one. That's the end of the lesson. We're thankful for everybody to be here tonight with us online and here present. We know what we need to do to please God. The Bible tells us. If you don't know, ask us. We'll be happy to show you. The beautiful thing about God's word is it's so constant, and it's there, ready to learn, ready for you to learn. If you're not a Christian, then you need to become one, because your life is going to be misery without God. And it doesn't mean that, you know, Christians never have problems. They do. But we have a way to deal with those problems. We have the love of the Son of God. We have heaven awaiting us. We have the freedom from guilt of our sin and the salvation of our Lord. Come and be one of us. Come and be one of them. A child of God, a saved child of God. If you need to know how to do that, let us know. We'll be happy to let you know.